Congratulations on moving forward, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl English Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. We're getting close to the weekend. Almost there. It's Thursday.
Yeah, man. You know, is it just me or was it the sun was out a little while ago?
Yeah, and the weather on my phone's telling me it's mostly sunny, but it's looking like it's getting dark out there.
Yeah, you don't know if we're supposed to be getting rain, do we?
It doesn't look like it, but it certainly looks like it out the window.
Yeah, it does. It looks like the smoke from Canada again, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning to everybody and thanks for being there again. And good morning to my guest, Mr. Michael Letts, who is the founder of Invest in what? And president of Invest USA, which is a 501c3 that raises funds to distribute free bulletproof vests and equipment to first responders across America. Welcome back, my friend. How you been doing?
Always a privilege to be with you, Earl. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We are busy but doing well. Thank you.
Let me ask you. You're a Trump supporter. Is it safe to say that?
It is safe to say that. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you believe that Donald Trump has been targeted by the left. Is it safe to say that?
It is safe to say that, yes.
Do you think Donald Trump has not done anything? He's clearly under all sorts of indictments. Is it safe to say that you believe those indictments are all political?
I think the majority of them are, Pearl, but I don't know that I would classify and say they're all because we don't have all the facts yet. And I think that's what America is looking for. Whether you're a Democrat, Earl, or whether you're a Republican, we just want the truth. But here's what we do want, Earl. We want truth uniformly across the board. And it's obvious that the current Department of Justice, the FBI and all, are having a two-tier justice system, and that's something this country cannot tolerate.
I got to ask you, you're a law enforcement guy, a supporter of law enforcement, and you said you kind of want some kind of uniform truth, but they can't ever be that because somebody who supported Donald Trump and was a spokesperson for him talked about alternative truths, Kellyanne Conway. Remember, she said that there should be.
I heard that.
Okay, so she said there should be alternative truths, and there were many people who jumped on that bandwagon, and now you're calling.
I'm not one of them.
So how do we, on the other side of this, when we hear these differing opinions and views of Trump supporters? How are we supposed to know, you know, who, what's what?
Well, a good rule of thumb, Earl, we just want to stick with the truth. Let's talk about both sides.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a chance, you know, and all the time you need. But when I hear a guy of your stature who supports law enforcement, and we know that Donald Trump wants to do away basically with all of that in almost all of its forms, you know. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, Earl, that's the first I've heard about that. I don't think Donald Trump wants to do away with any of it. I think what he wants to do is to make sure it's applied uniformly and equally across the board. And then all questions are answered. I think that's the key, Earl, is whether you're a Democrat, whether you're talking about Joe Biden, whether we're talking about Donald Trump, You can't limit the questions. They all have to be answered. If there's a valid question raised, it has to be investigated and answered. It can't just be Stein. And I think that's the problem that we're experiencing now. Let's just take for a minute Trump. You know, we'll talk about the elections. There were valid questions that were raised back in 2020. Questions in Pennsylvania. You mailed out 1.2 million mail-in ballots. You got back 2.2. How did that happen? How do you get more than what you mailed out? A fair question that any American should have an answer to. It was never answered.
So much.
Other states.
I know, but yes. Those of us on the other side of this, the Justice Department and the United States Justice Department, why would it single out Donald Trump and say, and especially since, you know, he appointed many people.
He did. Just because you're appointed by somebody doesn't mean that you're not capable of bad judgment or bad deeds. So we need to clear the air on that one. I don't care who appointed you. I'm looking at your actions, not who appointed you.
But you're a bright enough man, and this is what we don't understand. It's almost 4 years. Give up the ghost. There have been, I don't know how many different investigations, Mike, over and over. What are you guys, what are you wishing upon a star?
No. Hold on. Let's clarify what you said about investigations. I'm all for moving forward. Forget the past. Put it this way. Let's just assume that the election was rigged. It's over, Earl. You know.
Why would you even assume that the election was rigged? There have been all sorts of court cases, Mike.
No, Earl. You got to look it closely. The court cases that you're talking about are recounts. Nobody's arguing that there were more votes for Joe Biden than there were for Donald Trump. The question is, were they valid votes? Were they true votes? Or were they falsified votes? That question has never been resolved. From Arizona, from Maricopa County to Pennsylvania to Wisconsin, even Michigan, you've had court cases that have come out and said you violated the law and how those votes were done. But nothing occurred just because the Secretary of State didn't have the authority to change the rules at the last minute, et cetera. But that's valid points that have been raised, but nothing's been done.
Your thoughts on the fake electors?
I think there are fake electors. Put it this way, Earl. You explain to me, how can you mail out 1 million ballots and get back 2? It doesn't make any sense. How can you require under state law signatures for them and then at the last second say, those signatures weren't necessary, we're going to accept them anyway? How can you have a law that says it has to be postmarked by X date and this is passed up, we're going to accept them anyway? Those are the questions, Earl. And I'm not telling you that, if you resolve those, it would have changed the election. Don't know. Could have, could not have. But I think they're valid questions that need to have been investigated and the answers given to the American people. That would have shut the whole thing up right then and there.
So are you telling me that the Justice Department did not do a proper job of vetting these things? The FBI did not do...
I will agree, yeah. And I think they're guilty of a lot of things, not just that. Let's talk about, the issue with the investigation with Hunter Biden and the laptop. Sat on it for years, Earl? Honestly, we've never seen law enforcement do that. Offer a plea bargain that's never been offered to anybody else before for drug possession? What infuriates me on this particular issue, Earl, is if that were a black gentleman that had cocaine, that'd be using cocaine, or that had a firearm, do you think for a minute they'd give a plea bargain with no time?
Hey, Mike, it's a weak debate. Because of the magnitude of what Donald Trump is accused of having done. Hold on. You can't possibly think that people are going to somehow listen to Hunter Biden having some cocaine and that somehow is on the level of what Donald Trump is being accused of.
No, Earl, you're looking at it totally from a different perspective than I am.
That's the only perspective to look at it.
No. There are two separate issues, but let me tell you, they're investigated by the same agency. And if the agency shows deep flaws in one investigation, then it only transcends logic that they could possibly have deep flaws in another investigation. That's the issue, is it should be uniform, period. I don't care what the results are. The uniform and the investigative...
Okay, so let me say this to you. It's never been uniform. So the average Joe who doesn't have financial wherewithal in this nation never gets a fair...
I haven't heard
you guys arguing and fighting for that.
You've heard me.
I don't know who you guys, but you heard me. Hey, Mike.
I'm arguing for it.
Come on. There has not been a push by the right for there to be equal justice meted out to the average person who can't afford. If you were able to go inside of all of the prisons and find out how many people who have been railroaded because they don't have any money, and yet not a peep from the right.
Well, you're getting a peep from the right now. If I'm the only one, you're going to get a peep from me.
Well, but Mike, that doesn't, you know, you don't have the power to change the reality of what many people are faced with.
Together, collectively, you and I can make some changes.
Well, but when you're arguing about something, a point that really is moot, Donald Trump lost the election. He lost the election.
I didn't argue the point. What I argued was that we didn't investigate enough. That's all I have to say on all these issues.
So let me ask you, so how long should they continue to investigate?
It's not a time frame. This should have been done years ago. It's the methodology. You cannot use different standards on whatever you're doing for different people.
Mike, here's again where you guys lose the argument. The Donald Trump put his people in office, and the people the people who ran the FBI and the Justice Department were the people he handpicked. So why would they then go against the guy who put them in office unless there were factual evidence to prove that this was not right? Got to go to a break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Michael Letts. We'll be right back.
Network News at 12:15, Town Call. 1-3, The Todd Alba Show. 3-4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4-6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6-7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 82 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 57 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Michael Letts. And let me ask you, Calvin, do you believe that if the shoe was on the other foot and if Donald Trump had won and Joe Biden had lost, that Democrats would continue to charade almost 4 years? And do you think that Republicans would say, okay, this makes sense, let's let them keep pushing this envelope?
No, because I think we saw it in 2016. There might have been a short, small investigation, and then we dropped it and gave it up and moved on.
Let's go to James from Racine. Hey, good morning, James. How you doing? You say what, sir? James, are you there? Okay, so we'll come back. We'll come back to James. Let's go back to Mike. Mike, you say what, sir?
Yeah, you come back to me, Earl?
Yes.
No, I think, Earl, you and I actually share a lot of similarities. I'm not concerned with the outcome. You know, if people did something wrong, I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's
Biden. The people that you're claiming to have done something wrong is the FBI and the Justice Department. You're not talking about
There's no question I'm right there. Earl, you can't argue that. There's no question there's impartiality. They have done improper. Their own agents.
Why would there be impartiality towards Trump by the Justice Department?
That's why we need to find that out, don't we? We need to find out why they decided to. Biden administration.
But Mike, those are allegations. You guys act like those are facts.
They're all allegations that need to be investigated. I didn't exclude Donald Trump. They're all allegations that need to be fully vetted. And the American people need to know the truth. That's all they want to know.
Let's go to James again from Racine. Good morning to you, James. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, just to make a quick point. Do you remember back when Trump announced at one of his gatherings or rallies or whatever, if he loses to Joe Biden, that the election is rigged?
Oh, yes.
Okay, he planted that seed then and then continued to water it. And as the election came, was coming close, and the Republican Party and all the Republicans were looking, they recognized that Trump was probably getting ready to lose. Then somebody said, well, let's do this, because we had a lot of mail-in ballots, more than in history. They said, let's count these ballots early. That way, on the day of the election, we can put these numbers out here so that it'll be legit like it was anyway. But the Republicans didn't want them to do it, and here's why. And Donald Trump didn't, and here's why, because if he had put those, count those votes, Trump would have lost right away, right off the top. He planned to see that the election was rigged and held back the count, didn't let him count the vote early. So that night of the election, Trump was winning. All of a sudden, Trump started losing. Why? Because the majority of the vote was coming from the Democratic areas. So now it looks like, oh, they're still in the election because we counted the mail-in ballots. But had we counted the mail-in ballots early, so we would have them ready for the night of the election, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. So I don't even understand why they keep going through this. It doesn't make sense to me, because And I understand, and I think that what it is Trump knew he was going to lose. And his ace in the pocket, I guess you would call it, and let's hold these votes back. So then that way, if I am losing and Joe Biden starts to win, I can say they're stealing the election, which is basically what happened. Trump was winning that night. And then they started counting the mail-in ballots from all these Democratic areas. And then Trump started losing. Now he's got, well, yeah, they're trying to steal the election. Stop the steal. But he wouldn't stop the steal if y'all had just went on and been phrased forward.
So,
early, like everybody wanted.
So James,
and then have a representative from the
James, I can tell you, Calvin agrees with you. but I wish I had more time, man. We got to go to a break, but. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Michael Letts. You know, Mike, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Earl, it really is. I understand the emotion behind it. And I think we're all tired of all things that we see that are injustice and unequal. And you are right. It is a major challenge. There hasn't been equality probably since the creation of time. But it's not something we shouldn't strive for. And I think what we should do is make sure that we're getting answers to all questions. I'm not letting Trump off the hook. Not letting Biden off the hook either. I think we should all know valid questions should be answered with the truth. You should never be scared of the truth. And I think that's where we're at. I know there's a frustration about, well, here we go again. You know, Earl, we have the right to here we go again in this country. It's called freedom. And if people want to exercise that, eventually the truth comes out and justice prevails. But we need to make sure that we guard to make sure that justice is applied equally. I think that's the most important.
Well, I think that's the biggest issue, is that people in this country don't see it being applied equally. When you look at a man like Donald Trump, and all of the things that he's being accused of, and at January 6th, and what's really going to be the albatross that's going to finally get him is that. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that remains to be seen on both sides. But, you know, I mean, there are just many people.
What do you mean on both sides?
Well, there's just as many people frustrated. They don't think full justice has been done with the Biden administration investigation. So I'm in the favor of
Mike, let me ask you. On the one side, all of these people who were, and we don't need to go over this over and over and over again, who did what they did on January 6th, and Joe Biden, you want to say that's an equal debate.
Well, I will tell you this, Earl. It's very serious if you're taking millions of dollars. And we don't know that that's a fact. If you're taking millions of dollars for influence peddling in your office, that's serious.
Okay, so again, allegations.
Allegations on both sides.
No,
so let's find out what the
they're,
truth
they're
is.
Not allegations that riot took place on Capitol Hill. How can you?
Earl, let you and I use some common sense. If that had been an insurrection, that's the worst planned insurrection I've ever seen in my life. Insurrections use weapons.
So what do you call it?
that was a protest, that there are instigators in that protest who certainly violated the law and should be held accountable as such. But let's not overplay it. You and I both.
You can't. What do you mean? So those of us who saw it, Calvin, you saw what took place with your own eyes. We all saw, Mike, we all saw what took place with our own eyes, and the government has been slow to respond, but well over 1,000 people have now been charged, and the numbers continue to escalate. The government has taken its time, and they have footage, Mike,
footage. They have footage of law enforcement officers inviting them in. Those sealed doors could never have been opened without.
Well, but just because they invited them in, Mike, didn't mean that they had to go in and do what they did. Everybody who
invited, they had the right to go in. They didn't have the right to destroy and create havoc.
They didn't have a right to go in because the doors were locked.
Who unlocked them, Earl?
Well, so my point is, even if there was someone on the inside who locked them, it didn't mean that people who chose to go in, everybody didn't choose to go in, Mike. The ones who chose to go in committed a crime.
Many people went in and didn't know they weren't supposed to go in, Earl.
Come on, Mike.
There are those who actually created violence, and you're right. They should be held accountable. Earl, I would love to continue this debate, but they have got me booked down for something in 2 minutes on another call. Do you want me to call back?
You can call back. All right.
I shouldn't need more than 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, okay. Calvin will give you the number. Go ahead, CJ, in the meantime.
Well, thank you, Earl. How do you spell Michael's last name?
L-E-T-T-S.
Because thank you, Michael, for taking some of the pressure off of me, because I've been arguing with Sandy and Earl and Democrats for years now. The difference is they don't want the truth. And the difference is there's a difference between a recount and an audit. An audit finds out whether they're truthful votes. They don't want audits. And as far as the weaponized FBI and Justice Department, and now the IRS, proven by the Durham report, they don't want to look at that. And if you want honest, one tier of justice, Hillary Clinton and the four lives that were lost in Benghazi,
we're not gonna keep going back to Benghazi, okay? Because Benghazi, they've investigated Benghazi for almost a decade, and so because you don't get what you want to get out of it, you're not going to keep bringing that foolishness up.
Investigated it, Earl. And here's another one for you. Republican Senator Tim Scott tried to address police reform, and that was shoved down and shut down by the Democrats because they want to keep things as.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
They don't want
police reform in what instance, CJ? What are you talking about?
He put together a bill on the floor of the Senate
to reform what, CJ?
By Democrats.
To reform what in police with the police department? What did he want to reform? If the police have been doing all
injustices. See,
injustice.
Wait a minute.
Injustices as far as what, CJ?
Why don't you read his bill if you want to?
I don't need to read his bill.
You demeaned it.
Okay. The bottom line is, if he wants to reform, and what he was talking about are a lot of things that have happened with law enforcement that has caused uproars all over this nation. That's what he wanted to reform. I know what his bill says. Okay? So you want to try to bring it and make it something else, as you always do, man. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dan from Racine. Hey, good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Your former guest gives CJ credibility, I guess, in some way, with his rhetoric. Being a former law enforcement officer as he was, his rhetoric is putting every other law enforcement officer who works, the average guy, not the big bosses, in extreme danger by his rhetoric and his way of thinking, because their lives don't matter to him just as much as a black man or a poor white guy or any other race. I know for a fact, being former law enforcement, that justice isn't blind. A white rich guy or a white well-to-do person would have gotten away with a million things and gotten no probation, no supervision, no nothing, where the average black man with no record ends up going to jail for a frivolous thing like having a joint. It's foolish and dangerous rhetoric that is going to destroy our country. And I just can't believe a former law enforcement, he should know better. He should know better. And with his rhetoric, that gives CJ credence to keep calling in here and spouting off blah, blah, blah stuff from 4 years ago or 5 years ago. It's just shameful, absolutely shameful. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you very much for the call, Dan. You know, Calvin, the fact that once again, you know, there's nothing new. Donald Trump is under extreme duress and pressure because all of these things that he really should have been charged with months ago that were held off because people like Kevin McCarthy and others wanted to somehow, you know, protect him from himself and from the laws that he's broken. And it's weakened this nation to the degree that many people in this nation don't believe in the FBI. They don't believe in the Justice Department. They don't believe in all these different forms of law enforcement, the CIA. And so if you don't believe in those things, there was a time when these same people did believe in those things, Calvin. But since Donald Trump became the president of the United States, they cast all of those people and what they do down the river for one man who was a criminal. I don't care. I don't care how they want to cut it. Calvin, do you think it's possible that one man that's under all of these different charges is innocent on all those fronts? Come on, man.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious with you can tell by his demeanor and his reactions. Like, I wouldn't think an innocent person would respond with the vitriol and the, I don't know, just the dismissiveness, and like he just seems like he's reacting in a way
as a guilty man.
Yeah, he seems like he's reacting as a guilty.
So we already know the man's guilty. The question becomes, is he going to pay a price for all the different things that he's done, you know? And it's not even so much him, it's all of these other people who are willing to be behind him. All of these other people who stand up and in the face of even their own credibility, are willing to sail that down the river to protect a man like that. And even worse yet, Calvin, is that he gets an opportunity to run for president of the United States again. And he is so far ahead of Ron DeSantis, it's not even a race. So these people know who and what that man is. And many listeners to this show. And they're so stubborn that they just refuse. We're not going to, truth be damned. You know, truth has fallen in the street in this nation. For far too many Americans, truth has fallen in the street because they choose to support a man who is clearly a criminal, who really should be locked up. And then there are people who are afraid. Why should the United States government be afraid to lock up a criminal? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I don't care what you say. Man is a criminal, and he should pay the price. We'll be right back. Texas, that same number. After House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggested on national television last month that Donald Trump may not be the GOP's best presidential nominee in 2024, the former president was furious and wanted the California Republican to rectify the slight immediately. "He needs to endorse me today," Trump fumed to his staff on his way to a campaign event in New Hampshire. According to people familiar with what happened, McCarthy, after all, had indicated to Trump's team that he would do so eventually. Why not clean up the mess and announce his support now? But the House GOP leader, who has felt compelled to stay neutral during the primary so as to not box his own members in, wasn't ready to do that to calm Trump. McCarthy made him a promise, according to a source close to Trump and familiar with the conversation. The House would vote to expunge the two impeachments against the former president, and as McCarthy would communicate through aides later that same day, they would do so before August recess. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. I wish people would wake up and realize that we are. However, we do need to get money out of politics. I thought maybe that was CJ's cousin this morning on the radio. I wasn't sure what was going on. He must be watching the same propaganda stuff every single day that has no facts on it.
Well, he's on the line. You want to ask him a question, Tom?
Well, I would like to ask, when is Donald Trump actually going to sit in front of the American people on TV and be grilled for 12 hours about all of his misdeeds?
Like Hillary Clinton.
Because everyone keeps on talking about Hillary Clinton and how she got away with stuff. Well, if I remember correctly, she actually was put basically on the stand of public opinion in terms of for 12 hours being questioned about apparently all her malfeasance, but didn't turn out to anything. So I don't understand where this is all coming from. Why don't we put Donald Trump on basically the stand in front of the American people? Let's just do it. Didn't do anything wrong.
Mike, you want to respond to Tom? Mike,
happy to Tom. I don't see any problem with what you're saying, but there is a big difference here. Hillary was put before a committee and wasn't charged, even though she had destroyed evidence. You're automatically taking Trump to court. So, sure, give him the opportunity in a non-court setting before Congress to answer any questions that they have. I'm all for bringing out the truth, Tom. It's the other side. Now, if you're going to do that, you need to do the same thing for Joe Biden. He needs to sit there at the same time and explain how he got millions of dollars in every other allegation. I'm not telling you there's not a logical explanation, but we need to hear it.
Tom, you want to respond?
Yeah, here's the whole thing, sir. is that when you're talking about the United States, that means all of us, we the people, correct? So why is it that there's always this kind of, I don't know, Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers type of thing where either one's evil, one's good? You know, that might work in sporting events and stuff, but we the people are supposed to be the government. So when you guys bring up all this, oh yeah, but Joe Biden did this, oh yeah, that, this did this. It's like, we just want the truth. We don't want for our children to have a planet where they can't breathe outside because of the climate change, which I'm sure you probably don't believe in. We don't want to have where a middle-class person can't have a dignity of life because of the fact that they're making under, you know, $20 an hour, or in some cases, $7.35, where some people, you know, pay the minimum wage. We want to have a system where all people don't have to be afraid to go to the doctor. And everything, and we want a system, and we want a system where we actually want to have it where we don't have to be scared, you know, about our retirement or, you know, these different things that they talk about with reform.
Okay, so Tom, thank you very much for the call. Mike, you got the last of it.
Yeah, he brings up some great points, but that's what democracy is all about. Airing both sides, not just one side. Let's talk about just some of the things he said. Everybody should have a right to medicine. I agree, but socialized medicine in other countries has failed miserably. What are you going to do differently to make it so that it works here? Talk about climate change. There are arguments on both sides. You can't just argue one side and shut down the other and say the other side are idiots. They don't know what they're doing. It doesn't work that way. It needs to be applied equally on both sides.
Do you believe in climate change?
I believe that there are pollutants that don't need to be out there, quite frankly. But at the same time, I think it is being used oftentimes to generate revenue and argument when there's no fact behind it.
Are you unaware of the heat wave that's going on all over the world right now, Mike?
Yeah, but girl, you and I both, we're old enough. Back in the 80s, we're going into an ice age. Remember?
Hey, Mike.
That was the big headline.
Hey, Mike, you know the snow caps are melting, right?
I do, but this is not the first time that that's happened. It probably won't be the last, girl. They'll probably be, you know, climate changes with or without us. Now, we are not doing certainly enough to, it's the pollutants I'm concerned with.
Hey, Mike.
We're certainly not doing enough to control that.
We got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call, as always. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Be right back.